Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them by going online to PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. We're very pleased to have with us in his waning days as president of York Technical College, Dr. Greg Rutherford, who, for some reason that we're going to try to poke into today, because he certainly did not come to me for consultation, why he's decided to hang up his spurs as the president of York Technical College, a job you've had for 14 and a half years, is that right? Well, you don't look any worse for wear. I mean, you look okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, you clean up pretty good. You shaved and you got a clean shirt on. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I can clean up.
All right, so, as I told you I was going to ask you about this. You certainly aren't even at retirement age, and yet you've decided it's time to go do something else, whatever something else is. Is that about right?
Yeah, it is. There's no perfect time. You know, God doesn't send you a written notice or anything, but this is the honest truth. I feel very blessed, considering how challenging the last decade has been for higher education in lots of ways, to be in a position to have led an institution that has so many accomplishments and is continuously improving and is way healthier than the average higher ed institution this day and time. And, you know, I don't want to screw it up.
In other words, times could not really be better than they are right now.
Yeah.
Things could change, you know, whatever, 6 months down the road.
Yeah.
It's a good time to look at other possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also a good time to make sure that we attract good people and good leadership. And, you know, I don't know how much longer they'd let me stay if I wasn't retiring, but I don't want to overstay, and I've known people to do it.
So you've done this here for 14 years. You had, what, another 20 years in North Carolina doing the same thing?
Well, not a president.
Okay, all right.
But community and technical colleges.
Community and technical colleges. This institution, York Technical College, I don't think people really appreciate what it's meant to what we enjoy here today in terms of employment opportunities, new businesses and industries. I just don't think it gets the full recognition that it probably deserves.
I agree with you. But my whole career, I worked for two other institutions besides York Technical College. And on a semi-regular basis, people would learn something new about the college, and they'd say, I didn't know that. You know, y'all are the best kept secret, or you need to get the word out. There's no amount of, in this busy time and age, there's no amount of publicity that can tell the whole story. There's so much to it that you actually have to have, like you do, an interest enough to pay attention and learn about it.
So if you had the opportunity to have a megaphone that would reach everybody in York County to talk about your beloved York Technical College, what would you want them to know or understand about what makes it tick and makes it so important to, as I said before, what we enjoy here day in and day out?
Well, first thing I would say is that workforce is not about somebody else's children. People talk about workforce as if, you know, it's those people out there somewhere. You know, here's the reality. I don't know how much, too much, an extreme amount of complaining about the high cost of higher education, the amount of debt that many students take on, and the third thing that I hear is how their employment many times doesn't match up with the amount of time and money that they've spent. All three of those things are solved at York Technical College. And, you know, there is no shame. I mean, I managed to become a president, and I started with an associate's degree from a technical college. And yet, the emotion of higher education, sports and all the rest, drive a societal norm toward going into debt and not being able to pay it off, which totally ruins an individual's life forever, because they have to postpone marriage, they may postpone children, they may postpone a home, and they may not be able to retire healthily either.
You know, I believe in the last, let's just say 10 years, that there certainly has been a more public awareness about how higher education needs to be plugged in to a career opportunity that makes sense. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Absolutely, I agree with it. And, I mean, I went to a liberal arts institution, UNCA, and, I mean, as a backwards redneck, I managed to deal with that pretty good. So I'm not bad-mouthing or downplaying, but my focus was in business administration through the MBA. So even though I was still a generalist, it helped me a great deal as a CEO of a higher ed institution. So I'm not bad-mouthing or downplaying. It's just that all the kinds of problems that people talk about with higher education, we can solve those for people.
You know, it seems to me, having raised a couple of young men, grown men now, that most males, I'll just talk about males, who come out of high school going to college, they have no idea what they're going to do.
You're right.
None whatsoever. So why not try to find out a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah.
In an arena that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Right.
Where you're exposed to all different types of career paths, and see if, you know, some light bulbs don't start to go off during those 2 years at a technical college. And then you can go launch yourself from there to wherever.
Yeah, absolutely, you can. And do just as well. You know, unless you are wanting to work for a specific, let's say, Wall Street firm, and you know that the partners are all from a certain university, and that's your way to get plugged in. Other than that, I don't know of a reason not to.
Well, it's amazing to me. I mean, just go back to dollars and cents. Let's be real here. A full semester at York Technical College, loaded up with whatever you can take, what, 15 credit hours, or however you do it now these days, is going to run you about what? Round numbers.
3,000 in minus, but you're going to probably get some financial aid.
So $3,000 max. That is a small fraction. I mean, that's 20% maybe.
Yeah.
Of what it would cost you to go to a typical four-year school. We have dormitory expenses and meal expenses and all like that. I mean, so if you had the big megaphone, that would be the message.
Absolutely.
Give us a try, and maybe we can help you.
Yeah. All the concerns and there's a lot said about concerns about the political nature. I don't want to get into that, of universities. You don't see that in technical colleges. You know?
That's right.
We're about business. We're about training people and getting them out in the workforce, not about a bunch of disparate ideas and concepts and social causes. Our social cause is employment, success in your career and your ability to start off life without debt.
Okay. Now, let's get back to 14 and a half years of Greg Rutherford. Again, round numbers. How many businesses do you think you have worked with in your 14 years here at York Technical College? As far as, let's say, number one, just helping them to make a decision to locate here in York County. Got any idea?
Gosh. All in, I mean, it'd be 100 or more.
Okay, 100 plus. That's a pretty good number. It's a great number. Now, one follow-up question. How many workers in those 100 businesses and others who were already here have you, meaning the technical college, worked with in terms of teaching them new skills for new equipment that came online or production issues? I mean, you got 100 plus businesses. Well, we must be talking thousands.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
10,000.
Over the 14 years, maybe, you know, maybe 8,000 to 10,000 people in one form or another, yeah.
And, again, something that people don't understand is for these industries we're talking about, they can locate anywhere. They don't have to come to Rock Hill, South Carolina.
There are lots of choices.
Lots of choices out there. But one of the things that they look for is a strong partner who can help them as their product lines change, equipment changes, technology changes, to come in, you get yourself educated in what their need is, then they start bringing their staff over to you, and you train them.
Yep. And we also are part of the free startup for specifically manufacturers in terms of getting their frontline people trained to start the new business or the new location.
I mean, it happens almost without saying. Yeah. Any new business. I'm one. Sure. It occurred to me as I was thinking about our conversation today. We have the brand new Gallo wine coming here to just over York County down there in Fort Lawn. I just wondered, are we going to teach people how to make wine at York Technical College?
I don't know if we have to do like grape stomping or you know, exactly how that works. But, yeah, I mean, for sure, York Technical College will be involved with helping them get started and training people on the types of controls that will no doubt be involved in their manufacturing process, which it is a form of manufacturing. And so, yes, we'll be involved, that's for sure. But I don't know that it will be specific to the science of alcohol.
Well, again, I should have mentioned that you all have a Chester campus.
We do.
And
we do.
It's not the size of this one,
right,
but you do have a Chester campus down
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
And when you, another thing that, again, I don't think most people realize, you do an awful lot in working with the building trades in teaching people how to be a good brick mason, how to be a good finish carpenter.
Absolutely.
Good paying jobs.
Absolutely.
Great paying jobs.
Yep.
And if we didn't have somebody to teach those skills, where would the next generation of those people be?
Well, I mean, it's been a very successful program. Our construction trades program has maintained very good enrollment and has also had great graduation and placement rates. But, yeah, all across the board, everything from you can become an electrician, you can become a plumber, you can become a construction manager. So lots of opportunity, and it's a good one to point out.
And so, again, so people understand, if you were going to, let's say you went to become a plumber, I don't know how it works. They get a degree of some type from York Technical College.
They can get a certificate and or a diploma.
Right. And then they go and work for a plumber as an apprentice of some kind? Is that how that works?
In some cases, right. that happens.
Okay.
Not in every. Sometimes they come straight out and go just apply for a job.
But a good plumber in today's world? I mean, I got to think they're probably making $60,000, $70,000 a year, probably more.
Yeah, if they do like some and start their own business and manage it well, it's a fantastic opportunity.
Same thing
for truck driving. Of course, you know, we all know about the health programs, of course, you know, registered nurse and all the rest. But you're pointing out something that if people would consider, do I enjoy working more with people or with tools and machinery? Do I enjoy working more inside or out? Those basic questions would help people avoid poverty and debt.
Which brings me to the question of, I wish that everybody who was in high school at some point in that high school career had the type of testing that would make them understand things about themselves that they don't even understand.
Yeah. Right.
So that they could be pointed in a direction that they never even thought about, that as soon as they open that door, wow, light bulbs go off, stars in the eye. This is exactly what I would like to be doing.
Yeah. But discover what they don't like.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't see that. I mean, I know they'd say we do this career counseling and all that stuff, but I'm just talking about the kinds of testing that some people have had the advantage to take so they really find out who they are and what makes them tick.
I agree with you. It would save people a lot of suffering.
Woo! And money.
Yeah.
And money.
Because you can, even though you may not know, as a matter of fact, there are some occupations that people have no idea about. And let's face it, unless you get lost and end up in an industrial business park, you may not even know that company exists or what kind of work is available there.
Right.
So opening yourself up to the possibilities could make a big difference in the outcome of your life.
We're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that we are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. Dr. Rutherford knows how it's done. The big white letters are on the cue card. At the count of three, we will say it together. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
If you're routinely on the internet, you know that more is better. The more connection speed you have, the bigger the difference in everything you do online. ZipStream from Comporium gives you access to up to 1,000 megabits per second and the ability to stream, search, download, and play online faster than you ever have before. When it comes to the internet, more is better. So visit Comporium.com and upgrade to ZipStream today.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 41064.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. But remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop with Dr. Greg Rutherford, who has exactly 30 days. Is that right? 30 days left in the job?
I'm not counting.
your official ending day is
July 31st.
July 31st. So if somebody says, hey, Doc, you know, we quite really haven't quite filled this job yet, don't know what we're going to do, could you hang out for another 3-4 months? You would say?
I would say, sure.
All right, boy.
I mean, I've come this far. I mean, I believe in the institution and its people and our students. And I have had the desire since day one to prepare for the future, to leave it as good or better than I possibly can, so I certainly would want to make sure that the transition's smooth.
So let's talk about how you're leaving York Technical College. 14 years into this, I know one of the things that I've learned from hanging around you a little bit is you're kind of a fiscal hawk.
Yeah.
you've been able to squirrel away dollars and save dollars and do. So when you undertake a project like this big master plan,
right,
that you launched, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
You basically had all the shekels put away to pay for this.
That's right.
So tell me about what you've been able to do along those lines.
Well, I should say first that it's a concerted effort. Hundreds of people have made it possible. And over the last 14 years, we've, of course, we have money that the York County is kind enough to provide for the maintenance of the campus. But in terms of additions and major construction and road work, we've been able to put over $20 million into the campus. And we've, you know, we don't talk about it much, but we have a designated fund where we have a 60-day operating reserve, and then we have designated projects and contingencies that we use what we call retained earnings. Other people might call profits. We, you know, we're a nonprofit, but we've managed to keep that fund at this point at over $25 million. And we have invested over $20 million in the 14 years. Now, what that means is that we don't whine and complain about bond bills anymore. You know? I mean, everybody acted like we'd have one, and it's never happened. You got to stop whining and start doing something. And so what our institution has been willing to do, and like I say, many people have made it happen, is that we've been willing to sacrifice before we had to sacrifice. I tell you, there's no reward in higher education for trimming and slimming until it's almost too late. But we have done that. We have been very conservative, and the number one expense is payroll. I mean, we're a people business, and we just have managed to more or less maintain an even keel when it comes to people. And make sure that to the degree possible, they're involved in meaningful human action, not machine or automated software-related actions that we can automate.
So right now, again, having done enough programs with you, when the economy is poor, your enrollments are up, and when the economy is hot, your enrollments are down.
Yeah.
But we never factored in anything called COVID.
Yeah.
So, which give me a current status.
I appreciate you so much. You remember all this stuff.
But yes, normally you can. I mean, I've got the charts. You can look at it. It's obvious that enrollment tends to be opposite of the economy, except that, like you say, in a pandemic that causes a recession, you've got many other challenges because maybe people don't want to take online classes, or maybe they're and honestly, all of our technical programs have to have in-person labs, and so maybe people are too fearful to attend. But the big issue, I think, over this year and a half or so, has been that people are indecisive. They don't know whether their job was going to come back and stay back or be full-time. A lot of people are reassessing their lives. There's a higher quit rate today across the national workforce than there's been in a long time. And I just don't think that things are settled such that people can feel secure in making strong decisions and commitments.
And they're being discouraged from doing that because Uncle Sam is continuing to send out bunches of money, so they don't have to act.
Yeah, that has definitely been part of the issue. Of course, we'll see. At least in South Carolina, it's going away, so we'll see whether it has an impact. I will say this, that the governor's using some of the federal money to provide opportunities for anyone that's on unemployment, that if they want to come to York Technical College for a 16-week or less program that'll put them straight into the workforce, they won't have to pay any tuition, and as long as they're in the training program, they will not have to do a job search.
Wow.
So it's a fantastic opportunity. We've had about that was announced 2 weeks ago, I think, and we've had over 150 people that have engaged us so far.
Wonderful. I can't believe we only have a couple minutes left here. So what's the process for finding your replacement? You're not part of it, but you know the process.
Yeah. Well, the our board, which is called a commission in South Carolina, has secured a search firm and made an announcement. It's accepted applications. Has done interviews, and really, that's the process. And I expect that an announcement will be imminent.
Well, let's make sure that they do good vetting.
Yeah.
Because all we have to do is look across the Cherry Road here to find out what happens when you don't vet closely enough.
I mean, listen, I've seen so many tragedies.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know why it had to be that way. But
Well, you've done a great job. You've been a good friend. The service you've given to this community, where do you begin? You and I worked together on the RHEDC for years and years and years.
One of the highlights of my whole career,
the
seeing what has happened here.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I feel tremendously blessed.
Yeah, you and me both. But thank you for everything that you've done for the community.
You.
Lord knows where you're going to end up, but maybe we'll hear from you when you're trying to figure that out. But, Greg Rutherford, Godspeed to you, my friend.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Pardon me, our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One last time, fresh subs and salads, 6 days a week here at Substation 2. There is a magical way we do it. It's all here on the cue card. At the count of three, we're going to do it together. Are we ready, gang? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.